as a hemshich to what we talked about last week, which was the whole idea of binyan b'Shabbos. Okay, binyan on Shabbos, building on Shabbos. So I want to discuss now a very famous machloikas between Rishon Zalman Orbach. I shouldn't call it a machloikas because Rishon Zalman says that he's not coming to argue on the Chazon Ish, but a discussion between the Chazon Ish and Rishon Zalman. Now, this started in Rishon Zalman. His first letter to the Chazon Ish was written in year Tav Shin Ches. So that's 48. Right? Tav Shin Ches. It's a while back. So he writes him the following Shaklavatari. When electricity first came out, the Chazon Ish wrote that the issue to use electricity on Shabbos is Altsboina. Is Altsboina b'Shabbos that you're building. Now we'll have to explain his Shita, what does it mean you're building exactly? But you're being Boina b'Shabbos. This is the Shita of the Chazon Ish. So Zokta, according to the Chazon Ish, it comes out that electricity on Shabbos is an Isser Malacha de'Araisa. Because it's Boina. It's building a circuit, and we'll explain it a little better, but the point is that your mom is bringing electricity, you're bringing the circuit to life. It's a piece of dead wire, and once you attach the circuit and close the circuit, all of a sudden there's electrical currents passing through, and it livens up the wire. That is the Chazon Ish Shita. So Shlomo Zalman writes him back a very fascinating letter saying that when I saw your sefer, I became very, very upset. Garam li tsa'ar rav. Because lefi dvarecha chilalti es ha-shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman, because according to you, the Chazon Ish, one time I was mechal Shabbos because I had an old mother and she needed something for her hearing. And I discussed it with other Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, and they told me I'm allowed to do it. Because they held it's only Nisadur Rabbanon, and you're allowed to do it for a Chayla. But according to you, I was Mechal Shabbos. So when you wrote this thing in your Sefer, that it's an Isadur Raisa, you were Goyrim to me a big tsar. You made me very upset. Because I was Mechal Shabbos. Okay, so they go back and forth, two letters, very long letters. Rishon Zalman wrote to Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish wrote him back. And remember, you have to remember, Chazon Ish was the Gadol Ador, like, by far. And Rishon Zalman was a young man, he's 30 years old. Right? Well, in general, it's the whole shul's electricity. But Rishon Zalman, years before, when he was like 20, had written an entire, like we have it now in three volumes in the Kol, a three-volume set of Sfarim just about electricity on Shabbos. And it was a whole back and forth controversy that he actually had a chapter in the Sefer all about proving that it's not Boina. And when he showed it to the Gedolei Ador of that time, they said to him, don't even publish that chapter because no one thinks it's Boina anyway. And then the Chazon Ish came out later saying it's Boina. So it was there's a lot of history there. But anyway, so let's figure this out. Okay, what's the back and forth between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman about this issue? Is now, of course, La Halacha, we're choshish to the Chazon Ish that it's an Issur D'oraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said that he's not coming to argue on the Chazon Ish. So we're not going to argue with him. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that we're choshish that it's a D'oraisa. But let's try to understand it, okay? So basically,
I wanted to ask about the microphone.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
There were a couple of shows in Baltimore that were kind of late coming into the idea of doing away with microphones on Shabbos because apparently there was some confusion
Well, that's what Moshe finds since Tshuva is about microphones, and he comes to say it's in the Siddharaisa. So, you know, yeah. So now let's see the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that there are two basic reasons why we should call electricity Binyan Deraisa. One is it's Binyan Deraisa because basically both the same idea, but the idea being that you take this dead wire and you're bringing it to life, so you're completing it like a makabe patish. It's a tikkun mana. You're making it complete. Closing the circuit and bringing the electrical current into it. And second of all, he says, remember we discussed last week that there's something called tikkia, that you attach two parts of something very strongly together, and then it retains a stronger connection. So he says like this, Dr. Chazon Ish, even if the connection is weak, but if when you connect two things, something new is created through that connection, so now you've created them, that they're automatically connected, that's also called tikkia. Okay? Because now they're working together as one item. So in other words, the Chazon Ish is saying that they're taking two pieces of wire, putting them together, in a way that now they're doing something that they couldn't have done otherwise. You're making from two pieces one piece. So you're doing a tekiah, you're making a new kli, you're making a new thing, because you're making a new wire that can carry electricity. Till now it didn't, and now it does. So there's a big shaila on the Chazon Ish. What's going to be about passing more electricity through an existing wire? Like, let's say, like you're saying, a microphone.
Dimmer?
Yeah, dimmer.
Right. The light's already on.
You're making more or less current go through. That's a very good shaila. In this sefer here, Machshir Elektronim B'Shabbos, he deals with that question at length. What's going to be like the Chazon Ish? Okay, but anyway, so it's like this. Okay.
You can't turn a light on because you're making a fire.
Oh, good point. I forgot to mention, this whole shaila is not by something which has a filament, which has any sort of fire which creates heat, because it's a fire. But if you have maybe a fluorescent or a kol shekein and LED light, that it's purely electrical current, there's no heat. So that's not a shaila of Eish. The marshal, a fan or these type of electrical microphone, these type of electrical devices, that there's no ash involved. Okay, it's just the current. That's what we're talking about. If there's a fire, vada sinis adaraisa of ash, right?
Turn on the light is only issue with building.
According to the Chazon Ish, that's the main issue. Yeah. Okay. What? Right, exactly, because you're just being boyne the circuit. That's the point. Okay, so that's Chazon Ish's point. It's boyne, means you're taking the circuit and you're completing it and you're making it have life to it. Okay, now, in order to understand the background over here, I want to give you, there's three cases that I want to talk about in the Gemara, and we're going to keep them all in mind, okay? One Gemara says that if you take a mita shel tarsim, okay, your chayiv chatzis. What's a mita shel tarsim? Basically, it was these camper people, and they would put their beds together, but then they would undo them every time they would find a different camping spot. They would undo the bed, put it in their backpack, and go further. That's chayiv chatzis. Okay? Chayiv chatzis deraisa, okay? Okay, even though it was made to open and close, we have to figure out if it's made to close and turn on and off, open and close, build the bed and undo the bed, so why is it chayv chatas? But it's chayv chatas, okay? Yeah, I mean, chayv chatas, if you did it b'shoyeg, you have to bring carbon, chayv mis if you did it b'mezid. Then there was another case called the kana shal sayadim was like this. If you have a painter, so sometimes they have the brush, okay, and then what they do is sometimes they have the brush, you have an extension, so you could put in a pole to make it so you could reach to the higher places, okay? So that is only also to do that is only also midrabanan. Why is it also midrabanan? Because the painter wants to be able he doesn't want to leave it there forever. He wants to be able to take it off if necessary, right? So it's only awesome to drop on him. And then the third case is a pot cover. You screw it on. A pot cover is mutar lechatchila. So we have three levels of something, which are all seemingly the same idea. You're not keeping it there permanently. You're keeping it there only temporarily. And still we have three madregas. Sometimes you find, like the case of the bed, even though you're only keeping it temporarily, it's asam deraisa. Sometimes you find, like by the case of the pole of the painter, it's asam derabanan. And by the pot cover, every time, let's say you screw on, you put it on a Tupperware, isn't that asam deraisa? Why isn't that asam? You're making a box. You're not going to make a box on Shabbos. What's the answer? Because it's made to open. So what's the difference between that and the bed that also is made to take apart? Okay? These are the three levels. Should we start explaining them? What's the vart? Okay. So the vart is like this. The pot cover, now anyone has a svar, why that's mutter? Why isn't that boina? Why isn't that boina? You built a box.
It's made like that. It's before that. It's a normal use of the pot. You're not building.
Oh, because remember we discussed last week, like a door. Are you allowed to put a door on a house? Yeah, because that's not called building, attaching onto the house. That's just called the use of the house. And here it's even more so. Because if the cover would be attached to the box, it wouldn't be a very good utensil. It means once you used it once, you wouldn't be able to use it anymore. So obviously, that's not called adding to the use of it, right? So that's not called making it more useful. That's just called temporarily I'm covering and I'm taking on and off, okay? So that's shot in the cover, because it's not adding at all to the shimush of the kli. Yeah? It's not making it a better kli. The case of the painter, is it making better? Is making it a better kli? Yeah, because now I can reach parts that I wouldn't be able to reach before. But do I want to keep the No, because when I'm painting, I want the flexibility to take it on and off. So part of the usage is it's helping me to be used, but I never really want
it
to be.
It's hindering you also.
Right, it's hindering me, and therefore exactly. So what I want to do is I want to keep it. I want to keep it in a position where, yeah, on or off, but not. I don't want to keep it permanently on. Okay, but when it's on, it's actually helping me do what I want to do. So it's not like the pot cover where it's made to go on and off, and when it's on, it's not doing anything for me. When I'm attaching it, it is helping me do what I have to do. Right? It's helping me get to a point. It is helping me, but I don't want it to be only a tall brush. I want it to be a flexible brush. The cheftza of the kli is a flexible, it's a one size fits all, right? So I want to have that flexibility. By the case of the bed, okay, the guy that's a camper and he has a bed that you can take apart easily, when he's putting it together, he doesn't want it to be flexible. He wants to sleep on there. Happens to be that he's moving. When he moves, he wants to take it apart. But when it's up, he wants it to be totally up. So that's called a binyan. The fact that you're planning on taking it off later, that doesn't matter. Okay? So the Chazon Ish wants the taina that electricity is the same way. Because zok the Chazon Ish, when you turn on a switch, okay? Yeah, you're right. You're going to take it off. You're going to plan on turning it off later. But when it's on, you want it to be on. You're not interested in taking it off.
Like the bed.
The bed's different.
So you want it to be on, and therefore, Zok Techazon Ish, it's like a tekiya. Because what you're doing is that you're making a circuit now. You're making a new item. You're making a new thing. The case of the Kanash al Sayyadim, Zok Techazon Ish, the case of the painter's brush, you never made the pole part of the brush. You just took a pole and you made it temporarily like that, but you didn't make that it's one kli. Over here by the circuit, you're making it one kli. Because you're making that the two wires are now connected and there's a current passing through connecting them as one big kli. So it became one piece. If it's one piece, Zok Techazon Ish, that's called the tekiya. That's called a strong connection. Even though it's a very weak connection, because you could sneeze at it and it will fall apart. But in Lumdis, it's a strong connection. Because the Vard is that you made it into one item. You made it into one thing. In one current, both wires are working together to take the current in.
Does an individual's intention matter, or once the Svara L'Halacha, that's the way it's been?
I'm not individual in each case. It's the way people do it. It's what's the intention of the kli. You know, in Das B'nai Adam, but what's the intention in general?
What it sounds like is because you use of the bed, the stronger.
Because when you're making,
better the bed.
Why? Because you're attached. Because you don't want a leg. You want a bed. Mashenkin by the pole. You don't want a long pole. You want a pole that has a pole in it you can take off and on. Mashenkin by the current. You're making one current. So the current to the chazanish, the part of a tekiya is that you're what determines tekiya, which is a strong connection. Is it one item? Did you make one item or did you make two things that are grata connected?
So telephone calls. You don't want that to go on forever.
It doesn't make a difference. But once it's on, you want it to be there as one. It made one item. It made them together, just like the mita. They're together now.
The stick on, you want it together.
Right. Not really, because you want that the stick should remain. You want that the stick be separate from the head. Because even when you're using it, it's a multi-use paintbrush.
With a cell phone,
you say there's two things. Regarding the paintbrush, is the brush and the pole.
Right, and you never made it one.
When you move the pole up to be higher, that has nothing to do with the connection to the brush. Now that I connect the brush to this pole, now I have a different use. I can paint higher.
But the bed is one item.
The bed, the stronger you can build the bed,
the better.
You want the bed to be sturdy. The bed's weak. It takes away the whole purpose of the bed.
So according to the Chazon Ish, the point of the determination of a strong kli, is it one item, or is it two things that happen to be connected? Okay, and this is the word of the Chazon Ish. Because if it's two things, if it's two things, you need to do a binyan. Binyan means you made from two things one. You made a bed, but you didn't make from two things one. In the case of the pole, you took a pole and a head, and you put them together temporarily. So now,
is it a part in electricity, or is it a part in whatever the electricity is facilitating the use of?
This is all electricity, okay?
Now,
yes, according to the Chazon Ish, this thing you made, yeah, it means a current. Yeah, because you built
wires and phone calls. It doesn't mean building a house, a binyan.
That's also, but this is also called a binyan, okay? Just to give you a sense of the Chazon Ish, don't play around with the Chazon Ish. No one had the guts to start up the Chazon Ish, and I don't blame them. Chazon Ish, Rav Shmuel Vozner told a friend of mine, and I was there right after the friend of mine heard it from the Rav Shmuel Vozner. He told me the story. So, yeah, before it was ever exaggerated. He said that Rav Shmuel Vozner said, I think I've said it over before, that he walked into the house of the Chazon Ish one time, and he didn't see anyone there. And he walks around the house, getting nervous. He walks into the Chazon Ish's bedroom, and on the bed, there's like this bump in the middle of the bed, under the covers. So he walks into the Chazon Ish, he opens the covers of the bed of the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish is sitting on his bed, under the covers, writing Shtiklach Torah, writing up the Chazon Ish. So he said, what are you doing? So he said, I know that everything I'm going to write now, people are going to learn bediktuk on every word, so I have to have utmost concentration. I can't have any distractions. So he went under the covers. And by the way, he ended up being distracted. But
Did you impress in those days?
What?
Yeah. Even hackers impressed.
Yeah.
What? 50s? 1950. Another mice in the Chazon Ish. So there was a yid, Rabbi Gottesman from the Chazon Ish. So he said that he went to Eretz Yisrael in the 50s, and his Rebbe, he was learning by Reb Chaim Kreisworth in Skokie, and his Rebbe told him, you better go to, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to the Chazon Ish. He was about to leave Eretz Yisrael, he realized he hadn't gone to the Chazon Ish yet, and it was a Friday. So he went to the Chazon Ish on Friday, and he asked the bus driver, can you tell me when it's the Chazon Ish's house? So he said, Bnei Brak is not that big, you'll see where it's the Chazon Ish's house. There's a line of people waiting outside. So he got there and he was all nervous. Finally, he gets into the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish is sitting there meeting people with bare feet, and his feet are in a bucket of cold water. So he asks the gabbai on his way out, he says, why is he sitting there with his bucket in cold water? He said, because he knew he was going to spend 3 hours in the Friday afternoon meeting people, so he had to learn an extra 3 hours Thursday night to make up that time. But then he was afraid he was going to fall asleep while he's meeting the people. So he had to keep his feet in the water, so he wouldn't fall asleep. So,
So he wouldn't have to take a shower later. It's already washed.
No.
That's amazing.
What?
It's amazing. He used,
he used every single ounce of his koiches, you know. That was the other story that they said. Okay, whatever. Fine. Anyway, back here. So this is the Chazon Ish's Shita. That Takiyah means you make it from two... So Rav Zalman says very... He says... Rav Zalman says here... He says... when you look at the Lashon that he writes, he says... I'm not really asking, I'm just asking you to explain to me your shita. Of course I would never argue and everything like that. Okay? So now, what's the Chazon Ish's basic argument on the Chazon Ish? His basic argument is that according to the Chazon, this whole thing is very temporary. That's what everyone's asking here. When you open the light switch, you only want to, you want it to be able to turn off later. How could you say I'm creating a new thing if I care? I don't want it to be this way always. Right? He says, for example, okay, this is what he discusses the following. He says, let's say the poskim talk about the same idea by a watch that winds. Those watches that wind. So are you allowed to, I have one of those in my house for my grandfather. So are you allowed to set that on Shabbos? Wind it.
Wind it. It's already running?
No, wind it. Yeah.
It's not running and you set it running.
Yeah. Are you allowed to wind it on Shabbos? So the place can say you're not allowed to because you're giving it a new, you're making it into a watch. Right? So what do you see from there? That giving something life, bringing life to a dead object is a problem. You're making it into a kli. So the Chazon Ish says, just like that, if you're bringing in electricity into a current, it's also like that. So the Chazon Ish, no, you can't compare the two. Yosef, it's a good svara. You can't compare the two. Yeah. He says, by a watch, kol zman, that the watch is not running, it's a broken watch. Right? So therefore, you're talking of fixing it. You're making it into a watch. But if you have a light bulb that's off, it's not broken. Right? Fakir, you want, if someone sell you a house that the lights don't turn off, you're not going to buy it. You're not interested in having a house that the lights don't turn off, right? He said the same thing with a car. Let's say you have a little windy car for your kids, right? So what are you going to say? When you wind the car, all of a sudden now you're chayiv because you're making it into a car that moves? A car that moves all the time, can you imagine you're not going to buy that car? You put it in and it never stops. Right? Bouncing into that wall. It's not negev. The use of the car is to make it go on and off. You're not making it into a car. Right? So you buy a watch, you're making it into a watch by bringing it to life. But here you can't say I'm making it into a light, I'm making it into anything. Because the whole use, by turning it on and off, that's part of the use of it. That's not creating it, that's just the use of it. So Shlomo Zalman's big vart is, okay, is that turning electricity on and off is the use of the electricity, but it's not creating a new kli. Right? So you hear the distinction, right? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's just the use of the kli. According to the Chazon Ish, it's creating a kli.
Why does he say it's usher?
What?
Why is Shlomo Zalman?
He has a whole book to explain why it's usher, but it's not this. I'm not sure, but
he came out as
right. I'm not supposed to say that on tape, but right. Right, but I'm saying lahalach. Anyway, we go to Chazon Ish because we're not going to argue. But the point is, just understand the lumdis. Okay, the Chazon Ish is saying that when you turn on a light, you're creating a new light, a new current. And the Chazon Ish says, no, it's like a door. You're opening and closing. It's just a temporary usage of the circuit, but it's not the actual creating of anything. Okay, so for example, the Chazon Ish says that according to the Shlomo Zalman wants to say that according to the Chazon Ish, you shouldn't be allowed to make to close a baby bottle on Shabbos. Why? because it says, like me, that's part of the use of the baby bottle, because when you're closing it, you don't want it to stay closed. But according to the Chazon Ish, you're making a bottle. Who cares? So you're making a bottle, so now it wasn't usable as a bottle before, and now it's usable as a bottle. By the paintbrush, it was usable as a paintbrush, so you're just extending it. Okay. But over here, it wasn't usable as a baby bottle, now you're making a baby bottle. According to the Chazon Ish, it should be in a Seder Aisa. No, a soda bottle is different. Because a soda bottle has a use. But a baby bottle doesn't have a use of a baby bottle until you close it. A salt shaker. You can't close the salt shaker according to the Chazon Ish. So this is the Shlomo Zalman's Kasha. According to the Chazon Ish, any time you're taking two unusable items and you're putting them together to be usable, even if it's very, it's a weak connection, it doesn't matter. Because now you've created a new kli. So he says, according to the Chazon Ish, I don't understand why a salt shaker or a baby bottle is mutter to use. And according to me, Zakhtub Shom Zalman, I understand it, because that's just, you're not creating the bottle, you're using the bottle. That's how you use it. The way it's used is by opening it and closing it. Now, I happen to be, when we learned it in Lakewood, this Inyan, we taina that even according to Shom Zalman, it should not be so pashut that you're allowed to make a salt shaker. Right, because the salt shaker, that's not really the use of it. You close it and then you don't open it for another 6 months until you run out of salt. So really, even according to Shlomo Zalman, essentially you are making a salt shaker. It's not like a baby bottle that the use of it is constantly to open and close, right? I could hear a svara that maybe depends on duration. That's what I was just throwing out there. But anyway, this is the Yisod of the Shaila. I heard a shir one time explaining why, according to the Chazon Ish, the baby bottle is not shver, but I don't remember it right now. I don't remember the svara.
The Chazon is saying, either you need a complete circuit, either you have a 100% if you need to be 100% complete, otherwise it won't work, like the circuit. A baby bottle, if you twist it 98%, the baby bottle still has a corner.
Because
the top's not fully complete, even if the
top's not on, it still works. Exactly, but by electricity, if it's not 100% complete, it lights up. Look at that, you've got another guy from the Kotel. This guy's
putting down good
lumdas
now.
I was at someone's house and their shelf came off and there was a peg missing. He said, could you hold this shelf? I put a peg in
it.
So we could do it on shop.
Oh, just now, this week?
This week, I said, this week.
Oh, wow.
Which is good, because usually my learning lasts about a week.
Was it a built-in bookcase?
No, it was like a cabinet. It was a built-in.
Oh, built into the house. Pegs. Yeah, built into the house. It was built-in, though.
Two of the pegs are missing. I said, you can't do this.
Not bad. No. Basic,
last week's learning. So
not if it's part of the house.
It came in within 7 days when I learned it, so it's still in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not built-in. You consider this built in or
no? No, that's not built in. But that could be bigger than 40 saw. If it's too big, also.
Yeah, that's not what's wrong with that.
Right, that's already not built in, you're saying. Right.
I guess it's not built in, yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Anyway, so the vort of electricity is.
This was simple, I just had
it. It's very good, very good schmuck. Shkoyach, did he appreciate it or he was upset at you?
See if I can invite him back.
But as long as you didn't say, oh, by the way, oh, that also, yeah, that's all, we can't eat that. Next, the salad. No, you didn't check the lettuce. Okay. Chalas na yashan. All right, I'll leave now. Yeah. Okay, so.
I can't leave. Right. Don't put the screen back. Well,
call the goy. You can't call the goy to take it off either. So according to the Chazon Ish, obviously, I think they say a pshat in the Chazon Ish. I don't remember exactly the wording. What's the vart like the Chazon Ish? Why you're allowed to use? But I'm just saying this is the vart. How Shlomo Zalman, argues on the Chazon. Not argues, but because again, but this is his problems with the Chazon Ish's pshat. Okay, so it comes in very interesting just to get the principles of like what does it take to be a kli, to be called that you're making a kli. According to the Chazon Ish, any time you're taking two unusable items and creating a new item out of it, even if your das is to take it apart later, it doesn't matter. Right now I want it to be this way and I'm making a new thing out of it, so that's called making a kli.
I was just saying it's working. What's happening?
You're taking two wires and you're running, the current is like the glue. So you can't say I have two wires that happen to be touching. No, I'm creating a new thing with the two wires that it's a cleat to allow a current to go past through it. Okay, as opposed to the Chazanet, the Shlomo Zalman essentially holds that that's not called creating the kli, that's called use of the kli. Okay, now, by the way, I just want to... Okay, now... I don't think so. A good shiloh, by the way, one thing that you have to know is... but one thing that could be different is I don't know how batteries work. But I think a battery-operated thing is not the same as a circuit, is it?
I thought it was the same thing.
Oh, yeah? So maybe that's the same thing. But one thing you have to know, according to the Chazon Ish, like I said, he deals with, is what about, you know, letting more or less electricity pass through the current? Mm-hmm. So what's the story with that? Because according to the Chazon Ish, you're not necessarily adding anything, okay?
No, you're not creating something new.
That's what I'm saying. But you're not creating something new, so I'm saying maybe that's not...
Winding the watch that's already going.
Winding watch that's already going, right. So these things, the Chayr, you have to understand why, like the Chazon Ish, that be an Issa Deraisa. Okay?
The way Elijah's just moving something away,
which then creates it. What? The way it works. He moved the light switch, and now it's not connected. It's moving away separation. Does that make a difference? No, that he knows that. That's the idea. Okay. So Lemaisa from that's pretty much it. Now a big nafkamina, okay? A big nafkamina from this lahalacha is whether why do I care about this whole issue? Bottom line is you don't use electricity on Shabbos. Right? But
it's not.
Right. I'm saying. It would, but it doesn't. So why are we giving a whole share about what it would look like? So first of all, because you have to understand it. But second of all, also makes the nafkamina la'alacha. Because if it's only asur midrabbanan, electricity, then there are kulas that are very nogea la'alacha, which we've discussed in the past, b'nogea amir la'akum. Because amir la'akum is mutter on an Issa D'Rabbanan. To tell a guy to do an Issa D'Rabbanan is mutter under certain circumstances, like for Kavod Shabbat, for Letzarech Mitzvah, or Letzarech Chai, what? Whatever. So it would come out that if you have fluorescent lights, or whatever, or not, you know, or some sort of electricity, an air conditioner even, and you want to turn it on, if there's, assuming there's no heat, there's no element, heating element, or whatever, there's just electricity passing through, or a fan, you want to turn on a fan because you're very hot, and or you have a child that's going to be sick if you don't, you know, whatever the case may be. According to the Chazon Ish, you won't be able to have the guy do it. But according to the other Rosh Hashanah, you would be allowed to.
But people do that.
Uh-huh. So the question is, can we rely legabi a guy that if this darbanon, that's a whole sugya b'fnei atzmon. He didn't say we could do it. He just says that, you know, he understood originally that it was in this darbanon. But he's very adamant that he's not arguing with the Chazon Ish, so I don't know what he would say lemaisa.
So we don't ask him?
What?
So we don't ask him.
I'm taking it off the record.